Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Young F.A. Holmes. They're so scary, won't let them bury me. That's why I keep my 30. I shoot like Curry. And boy, I'm getting money. I'm getting money.
All right, welcome back to Don V Fridays. Very special ACC Media Day edition. We got Drift in the building. How you living, my boy?
I'm doing good, bro. It's actually my birthday today. I turned 23.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. What's your cash app? What's your cash app?
Hold up. I think it's Ian14218. Yeah, I think so.
Please, everybody send that man all your cash apps, all your money. Help that 23 years old. The man just got off titty milk. You know, he's able to buy himself a drink now. So... Happy birthday to the bro.
Thank you.
What's your weekend plans like?
Me and some of my boys are going out to a bar nearby. So I think girlfriend's coming to town too. So that'll be good. It'll be a good time. I'm excited.
Good times. More life. It's always a blessing. It's always a blessing to do another lap around the sun. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say, the first thing a lot of people say is you're getting old. No, you're getting wise. You're getting smart. You're living life.
Yeah.
You know, and even at 23 years young, you're the old head to somebody. Somebody, probably a 16-year-old, looks to you for wisdom because you done lived more life than he or she. So,
right.
Birthdays are always a blessing. Man, you got many fucking more. You got 90-something more coming, probably 100 more birthdays. So.
I hope so.
Oh, you got a lot more coming, especially with all the science and shit going on. Got a lot more birthdays coming, but let's get into. Well, first and foremost, we didn't predict this. It was pretty much already news. So we didn't break no story or nothing. But Gunnar Givens did commit to Virginia Tech last Friday. We had recorded on Thursday and pretty much said we should get given, and everything turned out right. Another Virginia commit, which is always a good thing. Another four-star commit, which is our second in this class. And he chose Virginia Tech over Penn State. There's a lot of reasons why Penn State, people say Penn State didn't want him, or whatever the case may be. Gunnar Givens is a Hokie. What's your thought?
Yeah, no, I think it's a great pickup. We talked about this last episode that I didn't really see this coming back in early June when the visits first started. But he's a 94 on the composite for 24/7. He's got great size, very athletic. I don't really know what position he's going to play at Tech. I've seen a lot from coaches, from players. Purnell said he's playing on the D-line. I saw some reports saying he's a tackle. I don't really know what's going on there. But either way, it's cool having the top two guys in the class be four stars from Virginia. I think it's a step up. I think it's much better than what we expected. So moving in the right direction. And hopefully they capitalize on this. I mean, this is the momentum that has been built, all right? And so the next thing to do is go after the Cams and grab one of them. So we just saw that Cam Miller is being crystal balled to Penn State, which would leave the other Cam. I think it's Johnson, if I'm not mistaken, Cam Johnson. I think he's from St. Francis Academy. So cornerback, We would need to pick up another one. That's going to be the next big thing for this class, and hopefully they can manage to grab that, or else it might start leveling out pretty soon.
Yeah, I think after the Cam Miller to Penn State crystal ball, I think things are about to tail off. I think we just climaxed with the Ramon Brown and the Gunnar Givens. I think that was the climax, and I think it levels out from here. So
yeah,
that
I'm,
might have
I'm
been
kind of
that might be the
that,
top
though.
Of yeah, but we're gonna still keep an eye out for any more whatever, you know, any more commitments and announcements. We'll be here for y'all all through the entire cycle for that. Recruiting just hit its apex. I don't think it's gonna get any higher than this. I don't want to congratulate the staff, but I don't want to like shit on them either. Like I'm in the middle. I guess everything Virginia Tech is up, down, up, down. It always ends in the middle. So,
yeah.
Like I said, I don't want to douse myself in champagne over this, but I don't want to kill the staff either. I feel like it's like we've been saying, it's a process, and we won't see the real benefits to this process until two years down the road when they finally have dig and fixed shit and realize how things work in the state of Virginia.
Exactly. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, it's like you take a look at this class and I respect what they've done in Virginia, and that's good. You know, like I'll give the props there, but at the same time, you know, it's like be objective about the situation. There's still another, you know, 4 or 5 months of recruiting left to go. You still have to put these guys in the right system, in the right position to succeed. You still have to win games. I mean, this isn't the entire reflection of the stats. This is just on one recruiting year. But if they do end up top 25 class, top 4 in the ACC, something like that, that would be a win. That would be good. Like I would say, all right, this is a good thing that the staff did. But at the same time, like you can't pull that class, turn around, shit the bed this year. I mean, you know, it's like, okay, we'll tell you when something's good, but at the same time, like, it doesn't mean that everything is fucking beautiful and there's roses and shit. Like, this is just one piece of the pie.
It's one piece of the pie, and if they do end up with the 25th ranked class, that don't mean the job is done. Okay, this is where we're supposed to be. No, in the 25 to 30 range is where we kind of always been, and a lot of people were saying, oh, well, we Frank used to be in that 25 to 30 range. Nah, yeah, no shit. And we used to lose every big game because of that. We want to be better than that. We want to be better than 25 to 30. So when we do match up against a USC or Bama or the other Ohio States, I know we beat Ohio State once, but they kicked the shit out of us the next time. You want to play against those teams and match up physically, match up in the trenches. And even in the glory days, we would play this like when we played Stanford in the Orange Bowl, and we always got manhandled in the trenches because the depth just wasn't there because we wasn't recruiting well enough. So let me just say that to the Frank didn't do such and such either. Yeah, we criticize him too. Go back through the tweets. But
it's just a matter of like from a fan's perspective, you know, like what do you want to root for? Like, do you want to root to be mediocre? Do you want to root to be middle of the pack and somewhat good on certain years? Like, I hope that's not the case. I mean, as a fan, you root to win. You root to win championships. You root to beat good teams. You root to be a great team. Like, that's just what you should root for. That's what you should want. This school has the opportunity to do that. And we'll get into Media Day and what Fuente has said later on. But one of the things that is big and that Fuente did say, and we'll talk about this more later, but Virginia Tech is the top sports brand in the state of Virginia, and that is facts. Like it's high. There's no other bigger team. There's no other bigger brand. It actually is the biggest brand in the state, and we need to capitalize on that. We have the talent in the state. Virginia Tech can be a great team. It can be a perennial great team. I'm not saying that Virginia Tech is going to be a blue blood, but there's potential there, and that's what you should root for as a fan. You shouldn't root for, oh, maybe once every 6 years we'll win the the ACC or whatever. It's just like we got to focus. You got to put your energy to being great, and then everything else can fall into place.
I think I speak for every last one of our listeners. I think every last one of our listeners is employed by somebody. They got some type of employment, or even if they self-employed or they sell drugs or pussy. Everybody want to make more dollars this year than they did last year. That's every. I don't give a fuck if you work at Taco Bell or if you work for McDonald's, you work for FUBU, you work for no matter where you work at. The people on the highest level do not want to say, okay, well, in 2006, we only turned this much of a profit. So in 2021, we want to turn that 2006 profit. Nah, you want to up the bag every year, year after year. And if that means you got to push, work a little harder, work more weekends, sacrifice some vacation sometime, that's what you got to do. So same thing goes for football. Just because in 2006 we won 10 games or whatever the case may be, that don't mean, okay, well, that's the pinnacle and whatever. No, you always work into it. It's one thing doing it and everything. That shit can get hard and whatever. Doing, but working towards that and I can see you being serious. That's when I'm ready to open up my wallet. That's when I'm ready to lie on the timeline. That's when I'm ready to be that positive fan that everybody begs us to be. You all need to be more positive and just spend money. They got to show me that they fucking serious first.
Yeah.
I can just put money in this shit. That's some sugar daddy sapping shit. No, you got to show me before I just give money away.
Right. And the other thing is too, I mean, like even from our perspective, from a regular fan's perspective, just giving money, I mean, let's be honest, like I'm not going to be the guy that's going to give the football team the amount of money that they're going to need to do anything crazy. Like there are certain alumni that go to Virginia, that went to Virginia Tech, that have the actual funds to do that. We're not those guys. Like I'm not gonna give Virginia Tech fucking $100,000. Like I'm not gonna ever be able to do that. So, like telling us to donate, we will make you donate $25. What's that gonna do? I mean, so yeah, we're gonna be objective. We're gonna ask the school to get better and better. And like, sure, it's about money sometimes, but not
I'm
everybody's
donating to the players.
donating money. Yeah. I'll donate to the players. I'll do NLI and or NIL and I'll help those guys out, but I don't have that type of money to build a fucking sports complex or some shit or new
I'm
dorms.
donating to the players. I will put my money, I will take my money and put it directly in a player's hand before I put my money into the abyss and hope he did something with it.
Right.
But let's move on. Media days has taken place. Fuente took Braxton Burmeister, Jamari Connor, and
James Mitchell.
drawing and James Mitchell down with him. And
Was that
there
surprising to
were
you?
some
Those three players? Did you think it'd be somewhere else? I saw some people thinking maybe Trey Turner or Dax, but.
I honest to God thought that he would take Trey Turner and Dax with him because they're seniors. They've been here the longest. And not only that, they've been the best spokesmen.
Yeah,
They've
best
been,
media guys.
those two have been the face of the program since they came in 2018. So I did think that he would take them, but Dax has been, what's the word? In and out the lineup as a
Not to,
starter and
yeah, just
sharing reps.
average.
And yeah, it kind of hasn't taken off. His career hasn't taken off. He had that good freshman year, but after that, he kind of tailed out. And Trey Turner, allegedly, I mean, isn't a workout guy. He isn't winning the workout awards and shit. So that type of shit don't matter to me, but I guess that type of shit matters to, the current staff. So
Yeah.
I still think it should have been them because just on face value, they're probably the most recognizable two. And then obviously you're gonna take Burmeister, who's
The quarterback,
your
yeah.
quarterback, and being looked at as a leader of the team.
Right.
I thought that's what I thought, but yeah. Media days, a lot of news, notes,
I mean,
some quotes.
we can just go through some of the stuff right
Yeah.
now. So, you know, some of the things that I saw, like, what do you think about Fuentes saying that, you know, Braxton Burmeister is one of the top athletes on the team, wants to use him as an explosive runner, and he says that, you know, rest of the running backs need to step up in Khalil Herbert's absence. Like, what do you make of that? Do you think that's the right approach? Do you think we're going to see Burmeister getting hurt because of his workload?
Let me start with the first statement with Braxton Burmeister being one of the best athletes on the team. I agree. Braxton Burmeister, I don't even think it's up. I think that's the stone cold truth. I think I said that I said it on one of the episodes of Don V Fridays after the season, that Braxton Burmeister is possibly the fastest player on the team. And he's probably the most explosive runner on the team outside of Keyshawn King, as far as with the ball in his hands. So
let's say Raheem Blackshear too, I think, is up there.
Possibly. Or they might be tied. They really – Raheem Blackshear and Braxton Burmeister might be the same with the ball in their hands. I don't know, 40 times. I don't even keep up with all that shit. But when I'm watching with the ball in hand, Raheem Blackshear might be a step quicker than – Burmeister, but maybe just one step. I do think Braxton Burmeister is one of the top athletes on the team. Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing? I don't think so, because Braxton Burmeister is one of the best athletes on the team, but he's not one of the best athletes in the country. So that says more about your team than, you know, your quarterback. Now, if Braxton Burmeister was the best athlete on, let's say, the 2014, you got another Vic or some shit, but
Well, I mean, the other thing too is, like, if you're running him, you know, a lot every single game, there's a good chance that he's gonna get dinged up, miss some time. So when he does miss time, I mean, it's really gonna hurt this team, as opposed to like last year when you had Hooker and Burmeister and one of them went down, at least you had another one. But I think we're in the right, you know, it's like who are we gonna see if he goes down. So I do think he's a great athlete. I think he's one of the best runners that we have, can put up explosive plays, but it's just like, to me, it scares me if he goes down, and I think the team's really going to suffer if he does.
The team is going to suffer if Burmeister goes down, because they're going to go to, I think, Blumry.
Yeah.
Who's, nope. I mean, he got the size. I guess, I think we was predicting earlier on Don V Fridays, couple episodes ago, that Blumrick would be like the QP to come in and do the short yardage shit, and put his head down and get 2-3 yards, or
QB power type of zone,
QB power and that type of shit. It would be tragic if Braxton broke down, because Fuente also was saying this is the most confident he has felt passing the ball in 6 years. Now, that shit is cap. Let's get into the real shit. That shit cap. We all seen Braxton Burmeister throw the ball. Everybody listened to this podcast and seen Braxton Burmeister play.
Mm-hmm.
What was you about to say?
Yeah, so the whole quote that he has here, he goes, I'll just read it off real quick for the mm-hmm. listeners that haven't seen this. He goes, "I feel better about us throwing the ball right now since I've been here. That doesn't mean we're going to throw the ball 60 times a game. I feel better about it, with the exception of 2016. I knew there were two guys that could just chuck it up and they were going to catch it." He's talking about Bucky and Isaiah. So I think he's saying that other than with that year out, this is the best year that he thinks the passing offense is. And I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that, because I'm not really sold on Burmeister as a thrower, honestly. I mean, are you? Have you seen him? I don't really think I've seen enough of him.
No, when it comes down to arm strength, arm talent, Burmeister doesn't have it. He doesn't have the arm strength for you to be confident him throwing the ball. It's only so many quick outs and quick. It's only so much quick game you can run before a defense says, "All right, y'all can have that shit. You're not gonna beat us over the top."
Right.
And Fuente said to himself, "We had Bucky, we had Isaiah, we also had Cam Phillips, the best trio of receivers Virginia Tech ever had." So,
and Gerard Evans can throw it.
And Gerard Evans can throw it. So who are you
It seems like he's just extremely high on you know, the Turner, Tavion Robinson, and James Mitchell trio. I mean, I guess that's what he's kind of alluding to, because he in this quote, like, he mentions the receivers. He doesn't even mention Jerod Evans. Like, so it seems like he's just talking in terms of like a receiving standpoint. That's why he feels the best, is because of the receivers. I don't necessarily buy that, because in my opinion, like, if you can't get them the ball downfield, that hinders the offense's ability to spread it out and make big
Yeah,
plays.
throwing the ball 30 times a game, 5 yards. What does it do? It's just doing absolutely nothing. And I think he also brought it from an offensive line perspective, you know, because the offensive line, you know, is going to suffer a fall off. You lose Darisaw, you lose Doug Nestor, and you
Nestor.
lose Hudson. Yeah, you lose what we lost on the offensive line, which last year wasn't a great pass protecting offensive line.
Right.
You
They were just.
lose three starters off of that, and now we're about to get better. So
Yeah, I think Luke Tenuta would have to take a massive step up for the offensive line to be like better than it was last year. I mean, he'd have to take like that Caleb Farley leap for that to happen.
it would have to be an unreal leap
Yeah.
for Luke Tenuta. But what was I getting ready to say? I took those comments. I took those comments, and maybe I'm just cynical and jaded and evil, but I looked at those comments about the passing game as more of a dig at the quarterbacks that left more than anything,
Yeah.
because I felt the whole time with Hendon Hooker and with Quincy Patterson, Fuente just did not want to open the offense up. I mean, shit. Y'all be on Twitter every Saturday during the game. So how many times do we say, okay, QB draw is third down, we're not gonna try to convert. You know, so how many times did we run jet sweeps in certain pass situations? How many times? I feel like Fuente never thought that Hendon Hooker was that guy as a passer. That used him as a glorified
Right.
running back. When we had the transfer from Kansas, I'm drawing a blank.
Ryan
Willis,
Willis.
Ryan Willis. Yeah, when we had Ryan Willis, they threw the ball in 2018.
Yeah.
They
They threw
felt
it a
confident
lot.
enough that they threw it a lot in 2018. Now, look, obviously, Ryan Willis was an athlete. His top end speed, he could get going and pick up big plays running, but he was not a running quarterback. He wasn't going to elude, and you could use him on just design run plays all day. You had to throw the ball. But Braxton Burmeister is no Ryan Willis. And Ryan was what, spring league MVP or some shit? Like, that ain't Braxton Burmeister. Braxton Burmeister's smaller, way faster, and with a
Yeah.
way weaker arm. He's not going to do what Ryan Willis was doing down the field. So
Right.
who does Fuente think he's fooling with it? Braxton Burmeister is going to have to run the same offense Quincy, not Quincy Patterson. He damn sure can't do that. But he got to do a lot of the stuff that Hendon Hooker was doing,
Right.
where they're going to use RPOs and, you know, the jet sweep game and all kinds of misdirection and off, get them out the pocket and things.
Yeah, a lot of gimmicky plays, you know, exactly what you're saying. A lot of different motions and different offense and sets to get the defense thinking about what they're doing. But I feel like it's going to be a lot of running. It's going to be a lot of underneath stuff. I don't think they attack too much downfield, and I think when they do attack downfield, it's going to be scripted, right? So it's going to be like, okay, on these plays we're going deep, and that's all we're doing. Like, we're designing the play to go deep. I don't think it's going to be like I don't think Burmeister's going to have a whole lot of plays where he's sitting back in the pocket looking at the defense, going through his progressions, and then going deep. Like, I think it's only going to be when it's drawn up, and of
The
course
shot
there are
plays
exceptions,
will be
but
two-man route,
right.
max pro play action.
Now, the one thing that will help the passing offense is the fact that, yeah, they do have a ton of athletes. They have a lot of guys that can play in terms of receivers. So it's not going to be as easy for the defense to double team and stuff like that with the amount of weapons, but at the same time, like, you still need to make the throws to get them the ball. So I think it's going to be tough for the offense to put up the big numbers. But I'm just not bought in yet. I think it is more of a dig to the old quarterbacks than it is a praise to Burmeister.
Yeah, if I'm an opposing defensive coordinator, I'm pressing everything until they beat me. Mm-hmm. President Braxton Burmeister, bro, you got to show me. The one thing Braxton Burmeister going to kill defense is doing is running around and hitting on the big play, possibly broken plays, maybe some backyard football shit. But
right.
No, we bringing everything up. I'm putting 6-7 in the box. I'm doing press man until you prove you can throw. Right. And I think that's what you, damn sure what UNC going to do week one.
Yeah.
So.
No. 100%. Yeah, and they have the secondary that's going to be able to do it too. So I think that's going to be a real good indication of how the team's going to be able to play is that game, because the DBs are going to be able to line up against the wide receivers for Virginia Tech.
And another Fuente, when Fuente said today's ACC media day that they had won 19 games his first 2 years. Which is true. 2016, they won 10 games. 2017, they won 9 games. We went to the Camping World Bowl, and we should have won that versus Oklahoma State. We would have had 2 10-win seasons, but we lost that. And he said that he had a conversation with Whit, with Babcock, our AD, and said, "You didn't hire me for the 19 wins. You hired me for what's to come." And I took a lot of – I didn't like that quote. I didn't like that quote at all because, okay, you won 19 games. You went to the Camping World Bowl and lost. What the fuck you mean we didn't hire you to do a quote? We didn't even hire you. Let's be clear. We didn't hire you to get the Camping World Bowls, bro. And even in 2016, you won the Belt Bowl. We didn't hire you for that. We hired you for more than that. We didn't hire you. If the standard here at Virginia Tech, and Gov is a big ass argument about what the standard is, but if the standard at Virginia Tech is to go to a Belt Bowl and win and go to the Camping World Bowl and lose, then bro, you need to get the fuck out yesterday. What are you talking about? We didn't right. hire you for that. We didn't hire you for that. We damn sure didn't hire you for what would proceed. And he talking about you hire me to. And I knew it was going to be a drop-off, and we was going to struggle, and we had to build facilities. And hold up, bro. Even if there was going to be some type of rebuilding season, that's 2018. Explain everything after that. See. We're dealing with a snake oil salesman around here. A lot of teams have a high. They go to the highest of highs, a BCS bowl. They win a conference championship. They might have a fall off year to rebuild. A lot of seniors left. People go to the pros, but then they back on it.
Right,
bro. We ain't been to the Camping World Bowl since 2017. So you telling me now in 2021, you went through 2018 where we was what 6-7, lost the bowl game. 2018 we went 8-5 or something like that, lost the bowl game. And then 2020, we didn't even go to a bowl. We went 5-6, you know, and they chose not to go to a bowl. So even if we would have went to a bowl, the best we could have did was 6-6. So what the so 2021, what are we going to? Because ain't nobody predicting us to win no ACC. Mm. Ain't nobody predicting us to, you know, go to the playoff. So let's say we do win 9 games and go back to the Camping World. Is this what the fuck we went through all the? We went through the 3 seasons of that to get right. back to the Camping World Bowl? Nah, bro, you got to. What's your take?
Yeah, yeah. Let me just say this. You talked about the standard of Virginia Tech. I think that's a big. I think that's debated all the time. Let me put it like this. I think the standard for Virginia Tech is being better than Virginia. I think it's beating Virginia is the standard for not for us fans, not for some other fan. I'm talking about from from the athletic directors, from the high level donors. I think their real goal is to be better than University of Virginia. And so I think beating Virginia every year is good enough for a lot of people. Really, really, really good for a lot of people. And so I think it, as long as, and I've said this for a while, I'll keep saying this, as long as Virginia is mediocre, Virginia Tech is always going to be a little bit better than mediocre. I think we're tied to that because that's what the high level donors, that's what a lot of the people from the alumni, that's what they really care about is just beating Virginia. So I think personally, Dustin Fuente, he's taking too much time to get this together. It's not like you come in, you say what you said after 19 wins, have three bad years, and then what next? I mean, the Vegas win total for this year is 7. So it's not like exactly what you said. We're not really doing anything. Like we're gonna be mediocre, might beat Virginia, whatever. Cool. Same thing. I mean, how many years is that gonna go on for? Is it gonna have to take Virginia becoming some sort of powerhouse to get Virginia Tech to change? I don't know. But I think that's kind of the problem is the school is fine with that. And they're kind of fine with what we're at right now. So, and I'm not really sure if I see that changing either. And that's pretty much all I have on
it. It's not even either because when it comes to expectations, I guess from Fuente's superiors, it's just like you said, if he can be in the bowl mix, because he don't even got to go, but he damn sure don't got to win a bowl. But if he can be in the bowl mix, beat UVA, and this is the most important thing. This is the most important thing that people overlook all the time, the ones that do want Fuente gone or fired or whatever. He runs a clean program. A lot of Virginia Tech alumni would rather we be 6-6, 7-5 with a clean program. When it comes down to a lot of these alumni fans and students and everything, when they go to the water cooler with them LSU with LSU grads, and LSU grads say, y'all weak as hell, that's a weak-ass program. A Virginia Tech fan can say, your school overlooked rape. Your school overlooked this, and we don't do that over here. We could easily do that and do the same thing, but we have the moral high ground. That moral superiority means a lot to a lot of Virginia Tech alum. Now, football yes. fans are football fans. A motherfucker could kill somebody the day before. Y'all can't prove it? I'm on the field. Football fans are okay. Like, we can sit up here, oh, man, Ray Rice. Look, I lived in Maryland for 8 years. Not one Baltimore Ravens fan I know said he should have not played football. They was like, this is crazy. His wife forgave him. So...
Yeah, but it is a totally different conversation because it's a school rather than a – it's not just a football program. It's an entire right. school. It's from the athletic director. It's a state university. Like, there are so many politics at play. It's not as simple as, like, oh, the football fans want to win more, so why don't we win more? Yeah. I mean, exactly. So it is very complicated.
It's a university, but there's a lot of Virginia Tech alumni – that could give two shits about football. Yeah. It's some alumni that resent the football team because it's like, wait a minute, we one of the best engineering universities in the country, and none of our shit gets recognized. All y'all give a fuck about is that football team. So I think there's a lot of alumni and people that just say, look, Fuente's a good guy. He's not gonna do no cutthroat shit to win football games. He's not going to allow, you know, I hate to use the word thugs, to run his team. He's not going to have an out-of-control team where motherfuckers is like the EC shit surprised everybody. Nobody saw that shit coming. You know, that's one of those weird stories where, like, who would have thunk it, right? It ain't like EC went out and caught a body one night and right. This was just some wild shit that nobody saw coming. So, but and even in dealing with that, you know, he was even jail about this shit. But
I mean, a lot of fans
always does the right things when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah, And a lot of fans during the EC stuff wanted to blame Fuente for it. But even though I would love to say, yeah, that's his fault, fire him, it really just is not. Like, he had nothing to do with it. It is just a freak
Nothing at all.
accident, absolutely, like, freak situation. Even EC's, like, friends from what we saw, everybody thought he's like a great guy. So it had nothing to do with Fuente, and you're totally right. He does run a clean program, and a lot of the alumni are happy with that. They're happy with beating Virginia almost every single year. They're happy with making a bowl game here and there, getting some decent recruits whenever. I mean, that's just what they're happy with.
Yeah.
And
Don't
until
forget,
that changes,
the occasional primetime game.
yeah, the occasional primetime Thursday night game. Let's get hype when Miami comes to town, and hopefully we can win. Like, it's just a different mentality than other schools have, from the upper level management. And you have to know that as a fan, and be you have to come to terms with that, because it'll drive you crazy if you don't.
Yes, it's exactly why I'm driven crazy. Any other news and notes from ACC Media Day we need to let the fans aware of? Matter of fact, I did see something.
Yeah, do you see
No,
the
you go ahead.
Devin
You go
Hunter?
ahead.
You see the Devin Hunter stuff that he talked about?
No.
So Fuente said that Devin Hunter, who is back after being suspended last year, is at the boundary safety spot along with Devin Taylor and Tay Daly. And so it looks like they're all competing for that one spot, which is kind of odd to me. I thought they would. I didn't think they'd all be competing for the same role. What do you think? That's kind of odd, because I didn't really understand that. I thought I was kind of expecting to see Tay Daly and Hunter on the field at the same time, or Taylor and Hunter, or Taylor and Daly. I didn't know they were all boundary safety
They
spot.
need to move Devin Taylor back to corner zone because
Yeah, I do. I think he.
his work at safety was not it, to put
Yeah,
it
I
lightly.
don't think it was. So that's going to be interesting to watch. I don't think, but I also don't think Devin Hunter is necessarily a boundary safety player either. So
Right.
take
And then
that as you
also
will.
that, and he was struggling. We're gonna be nice. He was struggling. He was struggling on the field before the 1 year off. So
Yeah.
obviously we're not allowed, we as fans are not allowed to see shit. So, if anybody got some information, what Devin Hunter looks like, not Devin Taylor, what Devin Hunter looks like, please inform me, because that's a mystery box. Cause even Tay Daly, who was a transfer from Vanderbilt, how many of y'all watched fucking Vanderbilt games last year? Nobody. People could say, oh,
Yeah.
he played in the SEC.
He
Yeah,
played it.
technically,
He played,
he
yeah.
played in the SEC. Technically. Cause Vanderbilt is technically an SEC team.
Right,
Like,
but
get the
they're
fuck
the
out of here.
absolute worst program in the SEC,
Hey,
and
the
it's not
fuck.
even close.
Get the fuck. That's like going to the worst Vegas casino. Talking about, I was in Vegas. Get the fuck out of here,
Right.
bro. Yeah, technically, but I, but that but Tay
That
Diggs, he
doesn't mean
might be nice.
anything. It doesn't mean
Yeah,
anything.
he might be nice, but just because he played in the SEC don't make him nice.
Right, and that
Just
doesn't automatically mean he's going to be a great player in the ACC either. So,
All right, so what they got going on at what they got going on at safety, may the best man win, but I think Devin Taylor need to go back to the corner, in my humble opinion.
Yeah. I really, we shouldn't really even have to see Devin Taylor. That's the
Right,
thing.
so I just move him back to the corner. It should
That
be a two-man battle.
it shouldn't. We shouldn't have to really see him. That's fine. But anyways, in other news, Virginia Tech is playing Notre Dame on October 9th. That's going to be on ACC Network. What are your thoughts on that so far? A lot of people are kind of upset. What do you think?
I think that Virginia Tech was spared another big stage ass whooping. I feel like we need to be playing on ACC Network. And let me be clear to the people, because as soon as I said, damn, ACC Network, and people was like, wait, chill. It's them trying to get Comcast to muscle Comcast and to get an ACC Network by throwing on a Virginia Tech game. Because, yes, the Notre Dame fans, which they're all around the country, are gonna want to watch. They're gonna want to watch their team, but I don't think they're gonna get ACC Network to do it, and I don't think they're gonna call Comcast and tell Comcast, "Look, I'm willing to pay more money to get the ACC Network because Notre Dame isn't in the ACC." I don't know the rest of Notre Dame's games. I know Notre Dame plays 8 ACC games a year, and probably half of those be away games because the home games is NBC. Ain't nothing we're talking about. Unless the ACC Network forces Notre Dame to play all their away games, the ACC away games on the network, I think Notre Dame
Well,
fans are just going to find streams.
yeah, I mean, that's not even going to happen because Notre Dame opens up the season at Florida State, and that's a night game. That's not going to be on ACC Network. I think that's on M that's on ABC, yeah. So, that's not happening. Also, Notre Dame plays North Carolina. That's at home. That's on NBC as well. They play Virginia at Virginia. There's no news if that's going to be on ACC Network. I could see that being on ACC Network, and I could also see the Georgia Tech game being on there as well. But as of right now, the Georgia Tech game is listed on NBC. So it looks like the only games that Notre Dame might be playing on ACC Network are away. And the only one that's guaranteed right now is Tech. But the interesting thing about the Tech game is it's one of three games on Notre Dame's schedule that doesn't have a time set yet. And Notre Dame has a lot of night games. They play USC at night, they play North Carolina at night, Florida State at night. So I could see this game being like a 3 o'clock game. I can see it being a daytime game. It might end up being a nighttime game, but it could be a daytime game where Tech wins and nobody watches. You know what I mean? And like it's,
No, and that would be bad.
yeah.
That would be bad. When it comes to me, I think they put that game on the ACC network because I do agree with the people that okay, let's try to use this to try to get some ACC network bias because Virginia Tech is a name brand. We're not Notre Dame, but there is a name brand. Could be a potential matchup that people want to watch, but it's not dependent on Notre Dame. It depends on us. If we have a shitty September, then, like you said, the game becomes a noon kickoff. And so, what does it mean? It don't mean shit. But I don't believe that the ACC had a potential top 15, top 10 matchup on their hands and gave that to the network to try to sell subscriptions. I don't believe it.
No, I don't either.
They figure Virginia Tech should be okay, but I don't think the ACC conference feel like we're fumbling a big stage matchup for one of our teams
Right.└================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================└================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ Virginia Tech coming into that game. That would be Virginia Tech's fifth game of the year. They would have played North Carolina, Middle Tennessee, West Virginia, and Richmond. So, if they beat North Carolina, they could walk into that game 4-0. If they lose to North Carolina, I could see a scenario where they walk into that game 2-2. And we do know how they play against teams like at the tier of Middle Tennessee and Richmond. So honestly, this could be whatever, but the national media might be looking at this schedule thinking, okay, if they beat North Carolina, there's a good chance they could be playing Notre Dame at home undefeated. So we could test this game at night, maybe on the ACC network and see what happens. But I'm looking at this in the way of, I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be more of a Virginia Tech walks in with one or two, maybe three losses. It's kind of like a noon, 2, 3 o'clock game, and Tech might even win, but nobody's going to be watching it. It's going to be kind of pointless.
And I think Tech gets spared the embarrassment.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Even if we went into that game undefeated, even if we talent-wise do not stack up with Notre Dame, we just don't.
Yeah.
So
I would tell me if you feel differently. I would almost feel better about Tech in that game if they were 2-2 rather than 4-0.
Facts. I would feel a hell of a lot better. You know why? Because Fuente is the greatest when he is a corner. I don't want to say rat because he's not a rat, but you know how you see like a small animal when they get in the back into a corner And they got a different fight in them. Like,
yeah, they do. They just play different. They play so much different. When they're doing well, when they're up, they just consistently flop. And it's like, oh, you're exactly right. If they go to that
like
game 2-2
2019, Virginia Tech had got their ass kicked by Duke. And that's when Fuente made the switch to Hendon Hooker. And that very next week, we played Miami and won the game.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Fuente, I mean, Hooker threw like four touchdown passes. I think Dalton King caught like two or three or something like that. So
you could even see it in this past season when they played, like, for instance, Clemson. I mean, Clemson, they were completely outmatched, but the game was close for the majority of the game. Obviously, Clemson ended up blowing them out, but you could see Fuente, like, you could see that coaching style in play.
Yeah, yeah. Fuente, see, he don't mind losing us our support from week to week. Like, well, fuck them. They don't care anyway. You know, they won't be going anyway. But when he started to lose, like, his highs, that's when Fuente gets in his bad coaching wise. I can't lose the motherfucker that's keeping me employed. Like,
right?
Okay, fuck them TP2 boys. They mad anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But let me make sure Ben VA ain't happy. Goddamn.
now you're speaking real facts,
right?
So yeah, I think this is gonna be interesting moving forward to keep an eye on, and I think honestly, it's gonna be. I'm putting this down. Everybody, please remember, if they go 4-0, I think they get smacked by Notre Dame. If they go 2-2, I see them beating Notre Dame.
Like, steal that motherfucker. If we go 2-2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially if one of the two is not West Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh, we can smack Notre Dame.
Oh,
we
my
blow them out.
God. We blow them out. Yeah. No. It's
and
bad.
then what happens is you got a whole nother. Everybody gets amped up again. Oh, we can't really. And then
the next game is Pitt. The next game is Pitt.
Right.
Next game is Pitt at home.
So yeah.
And then the following game is Syracuse. So that stretch.
Oh yeah. If we beat Notre Dame,
we're losing to
under any circumstances. We're 100% losing to either Pitt, Syracuse, or both.
And the following game after Syracuse is Georgia Tech. So it just gets even more ridiculous.
More ridiculous.
Yeah, these are just nightmare stories waiting to happen. This schedule really isn't tech friendly for this year. It's not a great schedule for Fuente to be backed up against the wall. Not gonna lie, it might expose him. It might expose him to the point of actually being on the real hot seat with his superiors, which he has not been on. He's been on the national news spotlight for being on the hot seat, but not in terms of the guys that are paying him.
Because he got a conversation with Witt about shit being traded.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and then obviously the end of the season is Miami and then Virginia. So if they skid towards the end, it's not looking good. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens. But is there anything else that you saw from this media day? Anything that caught your eye?
No. That was everything. Everything I needed to hear from Fuente. I heard.
Yeah, it wasn't surprising.
He did bring up 2020 and how much of an uphill battle it was because of guys in and out the lineup because of obviously COVID and
yeah.
You know, he hopes something like that doesn't happen in 2021. And let me take the time to salute Justin Fuente. I don't do it often, but those first 3-4 weeks of last season was tough. It was without like 23 scholarship players and half the coaching staff. And I know that shit was tough. And he was able to have a somewhat decent September. So, I'm pretty sure it was hard to do that. And shout out to him and shout out to the staff and shout out to the team for you think you're about to play NC State first and then it got turned into, okay, we're going to play UVA first. And then,
it got turned.
We started a week later than everybody. So that's not no easy feat. I don't want to make it seem like, oh, that motherfucker did his job. Like, no, that shit had to be done. So,
and also, if Didn't Hooker come down with COVID at the start of the year too? Wasn't he one of the guys that was sidelined or not playing?
No,
No.
Hooker had some type of heart condition or something.
At the start, and
He
that's
didn't.
it.
Yeah,
Okay.
hit they. I
Okay.
think they did a physical or something, and found a heart condition that if exposed to COVID, it could kill him.
Okay, and he was
So
sitting out.
he
That makes
never
sense.
had COVID or nothing like that. It was just, I don't know what his heart condition was, but they were saying that if COVID was to come and play, they didn't know what could happen to him. I don't want to put it out there like if he would have caught COVID, he would have died. But I guess what they were saying was, you have a
He's
heart
more at
condition,
risk.
and we don't know what would happen to you if there was a team outbreak of COVID or you caught it or whatever.
Right.
That
Yeah.
was Hooker's situation.
Which is
And they
tough because
wanted to
you
play
go
Bud
from your.
Meister anyway. They wanted to
Yeah.
play Bud Meister anyway.
Right. That's facts. But yeah, no, it was tough for them. And obviously, Hooker was supposed to be the starting quarterback, and that changed. And there were a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of players missing every single week. So that is facts. I agree.
Yeah, and then they said heart condition like a month
Yeah.
later. Not even a month later.
Yeah,
Super
that
League.
during
All
the
right,
Clemson
baby, you
game.
gotta
After the
play.
Clemson game, was it?
Yeah, then he got the shivering
Yeah,
and shit during the Clemson game. Like, get the fuck out
that
of my
was hard to
condition.
watch. That was hard to
And then
watch.
he get the he was convulsing. He wasn't even shivering. He was convulsing on the sideline. Like, this motherfucker's about to die.
Yeah,
We about to
was
see a
weird.
person die in 4K. Crazy times. Before we get up out of here, let me salute the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis
Yeah.
Antetokounmpo, them boys accomplished it. They did it. Giannis stayed home. Not home, but he stayed loyal to his soul, to the team that drafted him. And it's a great story for not only immigrants, but small market teams. So many
Yeah.
feel-good stories and
Yeah.
everything. I'm a fan of a small market team, the Charlotte Hornets. So maybe one day we'll have our moment, but
Same
shout
here. I'm
out
a
to the
Bengals
Milwaukee
fan.
Bucks. Who your NBA team? I never asked.
I'm in between, like, I don't know. Since I'm living in Detroit, I'll root for the Pistons, but I've grown up kind of more of a Bulls fan, which is weird to say both of them in the same sentence, but neither of them been good together,
Yeah.
so. But no, I think it was a, I think it was a great I think it was a great playoff as a whole. I think it was a ton of exciting basketball. Almost every single series was great. Even the series that got swept, like you talk about the Suns sweeping the Nuggets, even that was good. And then the finals was the feel good stories, and I want to say, like, salute to Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton's a fucking dog, man. Some of the shots he was hitting last night were insane. And then obviously Giannis with 50 points and I think 5 blocks. He had some,
Peace.
yeah. So yeah, it was great.
Peace. 5 blocks. I think he had 14 rebounds. That man was hooping out there. And I think from here, the sky's the limit. Because now he don't got to worry about, am I ever going to win a ring? Like, once you get that off, shit, he might get two or three more.
Yeah. No, it's
I don't
facts.
think
It's
this
gonna be.
Milwaukee team is constructed. Is a dynasty or nothing like that? I think Kevin Durant and them coming right back. And it's a lot of teams out west, they got a lot to say, but he's 26. He got a good, strong, if he stays healthy, of course, 10 year run. He might can steal one or two more rings in these 10 years and get some goat talk.
Yeah, I mean, he even got a little bit of the goat talk last night when he hit the 50-point marker and was thrown into that conversation with the rest of those guys. I don't think he's in the goat conversation, but that was certainly a goat
Yeah, not
performance.
yet. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. He gotta win. If Giannis wins, and he got shit, a long career ahead of him. But if he was to get one or two more MVPs and one or two more rings, let's say he goes 3-0 in the finals, if he got three rings, three finals MVPs, and three regular season MVPs, there's gonna
Yeah.
be some discussion. I mean, just off the fact that LeBron went to 10 and lost 6. So he might can creep past some motherfuckers because Kobe only has RP, he only has one regular season MVP
Yeah.
and five trophies, but he only won MVP twice, finals MVP twice. So Right. Giannis with three finals MVPs and three regular seasons. He might leapfrog some motherfuckers, so that's going to be interesting to see in the years to come. But that's it for Don V Fridays. Anything left you got to say to the people before we sign out?
Yeah, thanks for continuing to listen to us. It's been fun here, even on my birthday. It's the best day to be on Don V Fridays. So thanks for the support, guys. God bless.
Yeah, man, that's it, man. We got some more. We got more shit cooking, man.
Oh,
more
yeah.
Shit cooking down the line. I want to apologize to all the listeners out there. I know it sounds empty in here. I'm moving out of my apartment. I don't have any furniture there. So if it sounds empty or echoes,
it's okay.
I'm in a room with no furniture in it. But that's it. The next time we do Don V Fridays, I'll probably be in the motherland.
All right. Yeah.
Until then, though, God bless.